You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
But today we are on our seventh week of our series Truth Be Told. Last week we talked about the parable of Minas. Okay, and amazing yung sinabi doon ni, ano, ni Lord, no, yung story noon. And pero I really want to highlight yung pong one point ng ating one of our pastors, yung ating pong worship pastor, si Pastor Bong Gosum. But he said something really amazing about, you know, if there's a lesson that we could learn from that parable last week, is that God does not expect us to be the greatest. Okay? God does not expect you to be the greatest husband. God does not expect you to be the greatest preacher. God does not expect you to be the greatest business person. God does not expect you to be the greatest student or teacher. All God expects from you is for you to be faithful. Just be faithful. Be faithful with what God has entrusted you with, and that is enough. Amen? So I just want to echo that, and today we're talking about the parable of the rich fool. Okay, interesting title. You know, the title will tell you that you can actually be rich and not be a fool. Diba? Or you can also go double whammy, okay? Hindi ka na nga rich, poor ka pa. Mali. Pareho lang yun, ha? Di ba? Hindi ka na rich, fool ka pa. Di ba? Yun yung double whammy, no? Let's learn from this lesson. Ano ba talaga yung gustong sabihin ni Jesus sa parable na to? And I would like to request everyone to please stand as we read God's Word today. We'll be reading from Luke chapter 12. Again, the gospel, you know, the book of Luke is at the New Testament, the third book in the New Testament after Matthew, Mark, and then Luke. The Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness." Say, all covetousness. "For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for you for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? And so is the man who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are here with us. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you would lead us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. You may now take your seats. Parable of the rich fool. Okay, wonder why did, you know, the author of the books, of the letter, of this letter in the book of Luke, even called it this way. Why rich fool? What made this rich to be called a fool? Okay, makikita po natin yan, no? Titingnan po natin, because when you look at the story, okay, when you look at chapter 12, again, that will be something that you can do within the week, no? Or even after the service today, read chapter 12. Medyo mahaba lang po siya ng konti. Pero you could learn so much about the stories in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 12. No? In chapter 12, pinag-uusapan po dito karamihan yung the things that, you know, that it's about the kingdom of God. It's about salvation. It's about whatever you say in secret will be announced in the open. Nothing secret will remain secret. And then Jesus talked about, you know, do not be afraid when someone, you know, when the religious leaders get you, because the Holy Spirit will be with you. The Holy Spirit will lead you and tell you and help you, you know, to defend yourself. And then, but then Jesus talked about something else. Okay, he talked about, you know, about richness, about money. And when you look at the book of Luke, okay, the Gospel of Luke, napakarami pong story dito that talks about money. Jesus actually talks about money more than anything else. Okay, more than he talks about money more than hell. He talks about money, about many other topics, okay? More than any other thing, except for himself. Okay, see, Jesus talked about himself so much, pero the things that he talked about is about, you know, many times he talked about money. And bakit ba? Bakit kailangan pag-usapan yung pera? And as a church, we also talk about money once a year. Okay? If you're new in our church, we always have a series on money every year. Why? Because we believe that, you know, first thing first. Again, Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God in chapter 12. He was talking about, you know, for you to understand how money works and your attitude towards money, you need to understand who Jesus is. Because if you don't get who Jesus is, then you will have all different ways of looking at money. And then this preaching will even be offensive to you. And then some of you would even think, sinasabi ko na nga ba, ng church ito, pera-pera lang. Because if you don't give your heart to Jesus, okay, nothing else will follow. But if your heart is with Jesus, if you have your heart, you know, if you give your heart to Jesus, everything else will follow. Jesus is not after our money. He's after our hearts. Because when he gets into our heart, he gets everything. Not only our money. Everything about us. And so, but again, you know, we talk about money. Importante yung money. Because when you think about money, okay, money is really not the root of all evil. Di ba? We all know that. The root of all evil is the love of money. And Jesus will, you know, expose the heart of the person who is talking to him, but actually he's going to expose all of our hearts in this parable. And hopefully we would learn from it. And let me just read to you verse 34 of chapter 12. It says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart be also." Okay? Interesting, because you know, kung ano yung binavalue mo, nandun yung puso mo. Di ba? Isipin mo lang yung pera mo, kung ano yung iniisip, kung ano yung ginagasta mo sa pera mo, makikita mo ano yung mahalaga sa'yo. You know, if you know, you check, tingnan mo, lista mo lahat yung ginagasta mo, makikita mo ano yung mahalaga sa'yo. And another translation says this, okay? The Living Bible says, "Wherever your treasure is, there your heart and your thoughts will be also." Di ba? Kung nasaan yung kayamanan mo, nandoon yun lang, not only your heart, but your thoughts. Di ba, iba po sa atin ngayon, nag-iisip, kailan ka kaya makukuha tong iPhone 7 na to? Di ba? iPhone, iniipon mo talaga. Yun lang talaga nasa isip mo. Wala ka na ibang iniisip. Yung iPhone 6 mo na bagong-bago lang, wala na. Because you want something. You know, because your heart is right there. Because you think, if only I will have iPhone 7, papansinin niya na ako. Di ba? May dating na ako. Di ba? And sometimes, because really when, you know, pag tinignan mo yung sinasabi ng scripture, yung pong ating bulsa at saka yung ating puso, may connection. May connection. That's what Jesus is wanting to say here. Jesus is saying that our hearts and our wallet and our pocket actually have a connection. Now let's go to the parable. Okay, before we go to the parable, let's go to chapter 12 para lang bumakita natin yung background. And in the meantime, when so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were trembling one another. Amazing to, ang daming sumusunod kay Jesus. Okay, many thousands trembling on one another. Pero walang stampede. Okay? Walang stampede, pero they were probably stepping on each other and they wanted to listen to Jesus, and he began, okay? There were many crowds, there were many people that was following Jesus, and then all of a sudden Jesus actually did not talk to them. Actually, Jesus talked to his disciples. He began to say to his disciples first, "Beware. Watch out. Watch out. Be on your guard of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Okay? Watch out for these people who are so religious, who knows exactly when to raise their hand when they're in worship. You knows exactly when they say the name of Jesus, pero lahat yun act lang. That's what hypocrisy is. And Jesus is saying, be on your guard on these people. And then when you think of that, on your guard, beware, wala pa naman nangyayari sa'yo, di ba? Mga warning signs lang yan, parang ganitong warning signs, di ba? Beware of the dog. His bite is worse than his bark. Di ba? Meron pa ako sa nakita na nakalagay doon, beware, you know, if you don't believe in the afterlife, jump over the fence. Okay? So talagang, you know, it shows you that there is danger. Or how about this sign? the signage. Bawal tumawid. Okay, hindi na nakakamamatay. May namatay na dito. Di ba? Why are we showing this signage? Okay, why do we have this road sign? Because we are warning people. Because roads are basically not bad. Di ba? Yung mga roads hindi naman. In the same manner, money is not bad. Money can actually be good for you. And there is, you know, there is a sense that you can actually use money for something good. Pero also, money can be hazardous. It can bring you so much trouble. Di ba? And that is what Jesus is trying to say here. Now, let's go to the parable because Jesus was talking about so many different things. Okay? And dami niya yung sinasabi about the kingdom of God and about setting your heart on Christ because God understood that if He can get your heart, He gets everything. So, maybe some of you here, you know, you've been coming to church, pero talagang yung puso mo hindi pa tama kay Jesus. That is why when you hear other messages like this, medyo hindi maganda yung tama sa'yo. Diba? But I pray that you will get your heart right with Jesus today, after the sermon today. This is what's happening. Okay, so someone in the crowd said to him, this is Jesus talking. Okay, he was talking to his disciples, not to the crowd. But you know what Jesus is doing? What Jesus is doing is he was talking to his disciples and telling them about something. And in this particular time, okay, he was talking to his disciples, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, this person in the crowd just, teacher, 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 teacher. You know, parang ka nasa kids' church. Di ba? Parang nasa kids' church lang tayo, di ba? Pag kayo nasa kids' church po kasi kami, talaga nagtuturo ka, and then you're so passionate, and then may tatanong ka, tapos may mga bata, teacher, teacher, me, teacher, I know the answer, teacher. You know, parang ganyan, nangungulit. But you know, it's so nice to have that, but this guy, medyo annoying, kasi he doesn't really care about what Jesus was saying. All he cared about was for Jesus to hear him. Okay, talagang gusto niya marinig siya ni Jesus, and itong question niya, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. So basically, meron siyang problema. Namatay na yung kapatatay nila, kasi in that culture, pag namatay na yung tatay mo, the older person, the eldest, gets double portion of the inheritance. And siya yung magta-take care of everything. And so, ang sinasabi niya dito, teacher, my brother has not given me my share. Okay, probably ganun. Pero si Jesus said this, man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? Now, when you look at that word, yung word na judge dyan, ibig mo sabihin divider. So what Jesus is saying, who made me a divider among you? Teka muna, di ba kala ko ba si Jesus? Jesus is a judge. When you think about it, Jesus said that He will judge your thoughts. He will judge everything that we do. Di ba? That's who He is. At the time will come that Jesus will judge everything. And yet, in this particular moment, this guy was asking Jesus to tell his brother to divide the inheritance with him. And yet, Jesus said, I am not a divider for you. And then, what's interesting is when you read the rest of chapter 12. Oh, the latter part ng chapter 12, makikita po ninyo, Jesus would say something. Napakagandang Christmas message. Okay? Di ba, pag inisip mo yung Christmas, ano yung mga message na sa Christmas? Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Di ba? Yan yung mga nakikita natin sa mga, dati postcard, wala nang postcard niya, no? Tapos wala na rin Christmas card, no? Kondi na lang. No? Pero yun yung mga nakikita natin, di ba? When you think about Christmas, you think of peace. When you think of Christmas, you think of, you know, holidays. It's gonna be joyful. It's gonna be fun. And yet Jesus said that the latter part of chapter 12, I did not come to bring you peace. But I came to divide you. I came to divide mother from her daughter. Daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. Father to his son and son to his father. Teka muna, bakit gano'n? Nakala ko ba peace? But Jesus said, I did not come to bring you peace, but I actually came to put your life on fire. Okay? That's what Jesus said. You can read it yourself. Okay, in chapter 12. Pero pag hindi mo, pag tinignan mo to, Jesus is saying, I'm not a divider for you, but I came to divide. You see, what I believe Jesus is saying here is that if you come to me, just like this man, if you come to me without acknowledging who I am and asking me to divide your wealth, you're missing the point. Because I did not come to divide your wealth. I came to divide your heart. I came to tell you and to tell you to get you to change and to choose who are you going to follow. Are you going to follow the Savior or are you going to follow yourself? That's what Jesus is saying here. So what Jesus is saying, okay, I did not come to divide wealth for you because that is not what I'm after. What I'm after is your heart. And then he exposes his heart. He exposes not only his heart, he exposes everyone else's heart. And the next verse says, take care. That's the same phrase, beware. The same din yan ang take heed. Be on your guard. Be on your guard against all covetousness. Okay, Jesus is really showing and really revealing the heart of this man. What Jesus is saying is that it doesn't matter kung gaano kaganda yung partihan ninyo because there is greed in you. Because that's what really Jesus is trying to, you know, expose here. Now, when you look at this verse, okay, be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist of in the abundance of his possession. Now, let's just define the word, okay, covetousness. Pero ang issue talaga rito, kasakiman, no? Kasakiman, or pagiging ganid, no? Ganid ba? Tama? Ganid. Gahaman. Diba yung gahaman, yung always wanting more. And let's look at the, ano, tingnan po natin yung definition. Covetousness or greed, the lust to have more than one's fair share. A grasping for more that is never satisfied. Wanting more of what you already have enough of. That's greed. Greed. Take note of this. Greed, okay? The difference between greed and needs. Needs can be met. Greed could never be satisfied. Let me say that again. Needs can be met. But greed can never be satisfied. Because you would always want more. May cellphone ka na. Naka-iPhone 6 ka na. Gusto mo naman iPhone 7. Naka-iPad Pro ka na, gusto mo yung iPad Pro bigger. Di ba? Parang, tapos meron ka ng TV sa bahay. Pero hindi, kulang pa eh. Gusto ko, pati sa CR may TV. Di ba? You could never be satisfied. Because greed can never be satisfied. It's insatiable. Walang katapusan. You will always want more. That is why Jesus said, then he said, NLT translation says, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Every kind. Okay? Marami talaga, ibang-ibang klaseng greed. Di ba? Merong greed one, may greed two. Okay, kidding aside, all right? But really, when you think about it, marami. Di ba? What Jesus is talking about is that you need to watch out. You need to be careful because each and every one of us can actually fall into this trap. Some of us might not be greedy right now. But some of us maybe is already on that line. Na medyo greedy ka na ng konti. Okay? Or maybe you're very far away from being greedy. But it's a warning. Jesus is giving us a warning. Jesus is giving us a warning about money and about wealth. About our possession. And it says their life is not measured by how much you own. You see, the lie that greed will tell you is that life is consist of everything you own. If only I could have more money in my bank account. If only I will get my 13th month pay already. Masaya na ako. Mababayaran ko na lahat. Kaya pagpasok ng 13th month, isang araw pa lang ubos na. And then you're now saying, I hope and I wish by tomorrow, my bonus will come. Diba? Ganun ang ganun. Because you're thinking, if only I could have this, if I only could have more of this, if only I will be promoted in my work, then I'll be okay. If only that girl that I've been eyeing for, pansinin man lang sana ako sa Facebook, okay na ako. All these things, lahat, no ma? But life is not measured by how much you own. And sometimes, you know, with what we have, okay, yung kasi what we have sometimes connected talaga yan doon sa ano nasa heart natin eh. Because sometimes it's so difficult to let go of things. But let me give this to you, okay? The movement of your money signifies the movement of your heart. The movement of your money signifies the movement of your heart. It will really show you saan ba talaga yung puso mo. Saan ba talaga naka-focus? Same verse, and he said to them, take care, be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. For one's life, that word life right there is not just existence. Life, its meaning, the fullness of life does not come from what you have. The fullness of life does not come from what you do not have. Because I want to leave you with this, okay? If you forget everything I say today, remember this. It is not what we have, but who we have in life that really matters. Now, the who here has nothing to do with the person next to you, okay? But it is Jesus. Jesus, if we have Jesus in our life, life would really matter. Why? Because Jesus is life. Because your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your spouse will not give you life. Money can actually make you happy, right? It will make you happy, but it will not give you life. Having a boyfriend will be good. Kung single ka, okay. Pagka married ka, may problema tayo, di ba? But you know, but if you do that, then it will make you happy. But that is not going to give you life. Because, you know, the problem with this story, okay, this man was asking Jesus, ask my brother to divide my, you know, inheritance so that my life will continue, so that I will have life. So basically what he's saying is that my life is connected to what I own. But what Jesus is saying, life does not consist of a man's possession. It's not what we have. It's who we have. And this is what John 10:10 says. That, you know, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. I came that they may have what? Life. And have it abundantly. I mean, that's Jesus' word. Jesus' word says that we can have life, and that life can only be found in him. Apart from Christ, there's no life. Jesus is life. And this is what it says in John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That is why if you're here today, okay, you don't have a relationship with Jesus, the life that you have right now is not really life. Jesus came to give you life. And if you don't surrender your life to Jesus today, the life that you have right now is not really life. It's just existing. Colossians chapter 3 says this, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your? Who is your? Life. Appears, then you will also appear in him in glory. See, Jesus is saying this, okay, telling us that life is in him. And he is trying to, you know, to set our hearts right. Because he understood that greed, okay, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because really, the issue of greed is idolatry. The reason why we are greedy, the reason why we want more, is because we don't find our satisfaction and our security in God. The reason why we want more and we don't want to give away something is because we don't trust his love for us. Is that we don't trust that God can actually provide for us. By the way, greed and poverty are cousins. Alam niyo ba yon? Greed says, I don't have enough. I need to have more. Poverty says, I don't have anything to give. You know, that's why some of us are not giving. That is why some of us are not generous because we think, okay, ang kakaunti na nga yung meron ako, paano ka na ibibigay ko? But the reason why we're not giving is because we don't understand that the God that we serve is a generous God. Amen? It's not what we have, but who we have in life that really matters. Now, what lesson can we learn from the parable? Okay, introduction pa lang po yun. Wala pa po tayo sa points. Okay, ito na po ang inyong points natin. So, what lesson can we learn? Okay, we must acknowledge that God is the source of everything. That's lesson number one. Lesson number one is that we must acknowledge that that God is the source of everything. In the parable, okay? In the parable, Jesus said to him, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully." The land of the rich man produced plentifully. Now Jesus is trying to expose the heart, okay? When you look at this, pag tinignan mo, wala naman, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the land, okay, to produce more. Okay, there's nothing wrong if your business is doing well. There's nothing wrong if you're making a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with that. Diba? Gusto mo nga kumita ka eh. As long as your life is not dependent on that. You see, we have to understand that, you know, minsan kasi po, nasa dalawang extremes tayo. Iniisip natin, hindi kasi Christian ako, everything is spiritual. Everything will be provided for by God. I don't need to work. I don't need to worry about the education of my children. I don't need to save for their education. Okay na yan, God will provide. Really? You also have to work. Okay? Minsan naman, nandun ka sa other extremes and you keep on working and working and working and you don't think God even exists. And this is what happened to this guy. This guy is so consumed with his work and so consumed with his success. Really, success is not bad. But Jesus is saying, beware. Watch out. Be on your guard with success because sometimes success will actually rip you apart from God. Naalala ko ito ng isang kwento. May isang mama, nagpipray siya. Sabi niya, "Lord, wala akong kotse." This is the parable of the bear. Okay? Bear. Okay? Oso po, oso. So nagpray siya. Sabi niya, "Lord, pagka may kotse na ako, lagi na ako magsisimba. Palagi na ako mag-church kasi hindi na ako malilate, hindi ako problema, wala akong mamasahip. I'll be in church all the time." Binigay ni Lord. Okay, binigay ni Lord yung kotse niya. Tapos, nung nagka-kotse na siya, hindi na siya makita sa church. Lagi na nag-road trip. Sarap. Di ba? Road trip ka na ng road trip. Eh, one time, nag-road trip siya. Na-aksidente. Okay, nahulog sa bangin yung ano niya, yung kotse. Tapos, hindi na siya makalakad talaga. Nung maapoy na yung ano niya, yung kanyang kotse. So, gumagkapang na lang siyang ganun. Gumagkapang. Tapos, maya-maya, sa dilim, nakita niya, may mga matanto. Nananalisik! Okay, ha? Ano yun? Ayun, yun. Alam nyo naman pala. Okay. Thank you, ha? So basta yun na yun. Di ba namin nakita siya mga matanong, biglang nakita niya, naku, may bear! So nagpray ulit siya, sabi niya, "Lord, sana itong bear na ito, Lord, maging Christian. At hindi ako kainin. Lord, pagka binaligtas mo ako dito, hindi na talaga, wala na talaga. Bigay ko na sa iyo lahat." Okay, dumating yung bear. Bigay yung bear, nagpray, nagsalita. Sabi niya, "Lord, maraming salamat po sa pagkain kakainin ko ngayon." Actually, may karugtong pa yun. Kinagat yung braso niya. Sabi niya, huwag yan yung Rolex ko. Dito lang sa kabila. Okay. Anyway, that's a joke. But you know, there's really nothing wrong with richness. Di ba? You can actually be rich. That's God's plan for us. God says that He came that we might have life and life to the full. Right? He wants us to be rich. But that, you know, our dapat, yung rich na yung life mo and yung security mo and yung worth mo is not dependent on what you have. See, look at what happened. Okay, there's nothing wrong with the produce. There's nothing wrong with the plenty and the blessing that God has given this man. But this man did not acknowledge that God is his source. If you will look at these verses, okay, then he thought to himself, okay, ang ginawa niya, ang dami niya nakuha, okay, nagtumawag siya, tinawag niya, nagkaroon sila ng board meeting. Tinawag niya yung board niya. Si me, I, and myself. Okay? Kaharap niya, dalawang, meron siyang kaharap na salamin. Okay? And this is what he says, what shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Pag binasa niyo po yan at binilang yung pronoun na I, there are six I's and limang may. This guy is so full of himself. He completely forgot that the blessing that he received was from God. The ability to produce wealth was from God. The strength to make money was from God. You know, and he forgot all about God. That God is the source. He thought that he's a self-made man. Minsan ganyan din tayo eh. Diba? Ganyan din tayo minsan. We forget that everything that we have really comes from Him. He left God out of the picture. He did not give credit to what God has done. Minsan ganyan din tayo. Minsan when things are doing well, okay, akala natin it's all about us. But when you think about the goodness of God, everything we have, like what Noel said earlier today, okay, kahit na may problema kang pinagdaraanan, mabigat yung dinadala mo, God is still good. You know why? Because He is giving you more than you deserve. This is what Warren Wiersbe says. The material blessings of life are either a mirror in which we see ourselves, ang feeling natin, ang galing-galing natin, or a window through which we see God. Everything you have is from God. But this rich man thought that life is in all that he has. That yung money lang talaga yung life. Ito yung lies ng pera, lies ng greed, okay? If you lose me, you lose a very large part of your life. If you lose me, you lose what life can be for you. I am your life. Do you realize how big I am? Life will be real life, truly life, if you have me. Ang tanong, how do we know if you have not fallen into this trap yet? So let me give you a 3 greed test question. Okay? Greed test question. Do I think of money more than I think of God? Do I compromise godly character in the pursuit of material gain? May benta. Di ba, kahit konting compromise, okay na yun. Okay? Kahit na konting kupit lang, okay na. At least konti lang. Iba nga, ibang laki ng kinukupit. Ako, konti lang. Di ba? Basta makabenta lang. Do I enjoy material things more than I enjoy knowing God? Of course, Pastor, na-enjoy ko yung knowing God. Kaya nga ako nandito sa church eh. Really? Pero yung iniisip mo, yung stocks bukas. Iniisip mo kung ano yung mangyayari sa hanap buhay mo bukas. Second point that I want to talk about, acknowledge God is the source of everything. Number 2, find your security in God alone. Find your security in God alone. Because what this man did, okay, he thought he'll build the bigger barns and he will have everything taken care of. Okay na ako. Meron na akong retirement. I don't have to work. All I got to do is relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Okay, yun ang kailangan kong gawin. Yun ang sometimes, I don't think God wants us not to think of our future. Okay, like what I said earlier, but I think God wants us to understand that that is not our future. Our future is God. Our security is not on the things that we have, but on the person that we have. And that is Christ. And look 1:20 says, but God said to him, you fool, this night your soul is required of you. The things you have prepared, whose will they be? That word required there is saying your life is being demanded of you. By implication, but what you know what Jesus is saying is that even your life does not belong to you. That was only loaned to you. And today, your life is being required of you. Again, who is the source of everything? God is. Not only of everything that we own, even our very life is being lent to us by God. But this guy was so wrapped up with the things that he has, and he thought that is his security. He had this false sense of security. This guy completely missed the point. It was God who gave him the strength. It was God who gave him the business. It was God who gave him the sun to rise. It was God who gave him good weather so that he could get a lot of grain to come in. But he completely forgot all about God. He was so possessed with his possession. His possession now possesses him. And that is why he didn't even think of other people. You know, the Bible says, you know, that God blesses us so that we could be a blessing. But none in his plan did he think of, you know, there are workers that I have. There are people that are in need. He didn't even think of that. All he thought about was himself. Look at James 4 says, okay? Kasi minsan iniisip natin yung future natin, okay na eh. You know, to some of us, maybe maganda na yung future mo. Meron ka lang iniisip. But let be warned. Okay, be warned. Don't put your security apart from Christ. Come now, you say today or tomorrow we will go in such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Okay, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. Okay, kahit na gaano ka pagaling mag-analyze ng chart. Okay, kahit na gaano ka pagaling mag-analyze ng business proposal. You never know what will happen tomorrow. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring and what is your life. For you are a mist that appears for a little time, then vanishes. Next verse, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil. You see, let us not forget that God is the source of everything. And security apart from Christ is not security at all. You think okay ka na? No, you never know what will happen tomorrow. Maaring ang dahil mong gamit ngayon. Maraming okay ka lahat today. Pero sa isang iglap lang, wala na. Don't put your security in what you have. But put your security in Christ alone. This is what Jim Elliot says. I like this. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. You see, when you really think about it, the answer to greed, to combat greed, you got to give. To combat greed in our hearts, we need to keep giving. We need to be generous. Luke 21, verse 21 says, So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So how do we respond to this? Understanding that we acknowledge that the source of everything is God, that our security should be in Christ alone. If we have something, what do we do? Okay, you know, the answer to greed, to combat greed, we have to be generous. And this is what 1 Timothy says. This is what Paul says. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. That's, you know, Paul is talking to the rich people right here, okay, in Timothy chapter 6. And he was telling them, this is what they need to do. They need to be rich. They need to be, you know, they need to do good. They need to be rich in good works. They need to be generous and ready to share. That whenever there is a need in front of you, okay, the first thing you need to do is open your wallet and give. That's what Paul is saying. You know, if you want to combat greed, if you're having trouble with greed, if you're having trouble with this thing that you always want more, then you need to start giving up, giving things away. Thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. Because again, it's not what we have, but who we have in life that really matters. Saying it another way, it is not what I possess, but who possesses me. That forms the core of my being. Who possesses you? Who possesses you? Is it your things? Or is it Christ who possesses you? This last word, this is what Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak. And remember the words of Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Because it is not what we have, it is who we have in life that really matters. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you are here in our midst. Lord, I pray right now, as you warned us of greed, of always wanting more, Lord, as you warned us that life does not consist of things that we own, but life consists of knowing who you are, and be rich toward you means being generous in every occasion. Lord, I pray right now that you would search our hearts. You know, maybe God is speaking to you today. Maybe there are some issues of greed in your heart. Or maybe there is this discontentment. And you're always comparing yourself with others, always thinking that others had it better than you. Always thinking that, you know, God, bakit sila sinasagot yung prayer, ako hindi. Lord, how come my neighbors have this and that and I don't? Why don't you just come before the Lord right now in repentance and ask him to cleanse you and ask him to give you a heart of gratitude. You know, all the things that we have comes from him. He's the source. But we don't put our security on the things that we have. Because everything we have and everything we own can be taken away from us in an instant. But Christ will never leave us. Forsake us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're here. Thank you for the life that you have given us. Thank you, Lord God, that today we can experience life to the full. Lord, I pray that you would also work out a heart of generosity in us. That whenever we see need, Lord, we will not turn our back on it, but rather we would give. Thank you, Lord.